Jonathan's life is saved. Saul could not claim the honor of the victory, but he hoped to be honored for his zeal in maintaining the sacredness of his oath. The people refused to allow the sentence to be executed. Braving the anger of the king, they declared, "Shall Jonathan die, who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel?
God forbid, as the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day."
Jonathan's deliverance was a severe reproof to the king's rashness. Saul felt a presentiment that his curses would return upon his own head. He returned to his home, moody and dissatisfied. Those most ready to excuse themselves in sin are often most severe in condemning others. Many, like Saul, when convinced that the Lord is not with them, refuse to see in themselves the cause of their trouble. They indulge in cruel judgment of others who are better than they.
Often those who are seeking to exalt themselves are brought into positions where their true character is revealed.
So it was in the case of Saul. Kingly honors were dearer to him than justice, mercy, or benevolence. Thus the people were led to see their error. They had exchanged the pious prophet, whose prayers had brought down blessings, for a king who had prayed for a curse upon them. Had not the men of Israel interposed, Jonathan, their deliverer, would have perished by the king's decree. With what misgivings must that people afterward have followed Saul's guidance? How bitter the thought that he had been placed upon the throne by their own act.